Speaking today with Councilmember Al Huang, who is the incumbent in District F. Councilmember, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. You are serving your first term in District F. Has the experience been what you thought it would be when you first ran for office?
It is such a wonderful but also painful experience. When I was running for city council, I was under the misconception that it is a part-time job. And I have a law firm, obviously, you can see that. And I thought that it takes me approximately 25 to 30 hours, the max, in City Hall. So after I won the election, I came in there, and I found out it's not 30 hours, it's not 25 hours. In order to be a good council member, I have to dedicate my time more. Usually it's going to be over 40 hours. The 40 hours because I have to be proactive within the community, within the many super neighborhoods and organizations, spending time with them, trying to understand what's going on with them, trying to cooperate with them on issues. That's why it's more than 40 hours. That's painful. But it is a wonderful experience because by cooperating and working with community leaders and civic leaders, I've learned a lot of things, resolving issues and contributing back to the community as I, from the beginning, one of my goals is trying to contribute back to the community. So, the experience is painful because it takes a lot of time, but it's so wonderful because it is a cooperating experience with all civic leaders.
Okay. What do you see as your main accomplishments so far and the main priorities that you have for District F going forward?
When I ran for City Council, I promised my constituents that, first of all, I'm trying to reduce the crime in the area because it is a very heavily populated area. The second thing I promised them is trying to bring job to the location, that's infrastructure and job. I've succeeded my goal because, first of all, we had a new police station division on Regency Square and West Park. And overall, the crime rate reduction in my district is 22% for two consecutive years. I know the whole city of Houston, we have the crime reduction about 16 or somewhere 11 or 12%. But overall, District F is 18%, I mean 22%. And that the record was released by the chief. So I'm very happy about that. The crime reduction, one of my goals, I've achieved that. The second goal is to have the infrastructure. Yeah, probably you remember the Shoppers Town Mall, we had about $20 million in the turds, and there was a lawsuit on that mall, and it was the fund was kind of frozen at the time. But working with Tim Douglas and the mayor and many other departments, I fought, and they released that $20 million funds into a new project, and that project is to reconstruct the whole Belair Boulevard from Mary Bates to Belway Tate. And the construction, the project is supposed to be done last July, but there's a delay, and probably will be delayed up until January the 1st of May. So infrastructure, I had the money for the project, construction, reconstruction of the Belair Boulevard. You can see the reconstruction on Boone and also Wool Crest. Things like that. Obviously the flood in the area reduced tremendously. Not this year because we have a drought this year. Last year it was great. So infrastructure, and then Amazon, they are going to move their headquarters to Rochdale and Belway 8 in my district, creating approximately 150 new jobs, transferring about 200 jobs, and total jobs in the area would be about 500 jobs. And the average income for a job for Amazon is six digits, so $100,000. Means that it will bring a lot of businesses to the area. So that's what I have achieved, infrastructure and also economic boost to the to the area. But one of the most important things is that I have traveled to Korea, South Korea, to China, to Cambodia, and to working with the Vice Mayor Pro Tem, Ed Gonzalez, trying to promote trade, trying to attract business investments into the city of Houston, trying to have, last time we had approximately 50 companies, investors, came to Houston, and that each company they have an asset of about at least $30 million. They came to Houston and they invest, they open their own their account here, and they have what we call the Houston Trade Center. Houston Trade Center is the president of the company purchased Macy, you know, Macy in South Stonewall, and they got that and they are transforming it into what we call a direct sale. It's you know, like a direct sale. They can come, people can see the manufacturers. They manufacture. They get their products there, and the people see and they can buy wholesale directly. So we got those and trying to renovate alive Shop Town Mall. So that's my achievement.
Okay. So, you serve on the International Business and Commerce Council. I assume that what you were just talking about is related to that. I mean, all the candidates that I talk to talk about bringing jobs to Houston. I assume that committee has some direct experience with it. What are actually some of the things that committee does that relates to convincing businesses to come to Houston?
I'm the vice chair of the International Initiative Committee, and as one of my jobs is trying to build an image of our city to all the countries, to all the cities that we are a world-class city. One of my job is trying to have a consul general of all the countries to be here. We are the third largest city in terms of consul general, but we are the fourth largest city in population. But in terms of the consul general, right now we already surpassed Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and Houston. We are trying to compete, so that we are trying to be the second and first. Well, first is very hard, but second. So I've begun to Cambodia, trying to get the prime minister and also the foreign affairs over in Cambodia to establish a consul general in Houston. If we are going to get that, we'll have about 93 consul general here in Houston. So that's one of my duties. The second duty is trying to bring jobs, as you just said, making sure all the cities and countries, like in Shore, in Incheon, in China, and in South America, know that we are a city of jobs. We have low crime rate compared to all the major cities. Our city is affordable. Location, we are a strategic location. Our city can reach up to, within 1,600 square mile, we can reach up into half of the U.S. population, but we also can reach down to Latin America. This is a great port. This is a great city, and that's what I've done for the last 2 years. And many other countries and cities and also companies over there, they love the city of Houston because the people here is so harmonious, and we are a diversified city and internationalized already. And they can see that as a nation, I succeeded in city council, means that it gives them opportunities. It gives them a lot of opportunities. That's why they like it. And also the location, the business here. So you can see that we, for the last 2 years, even all the cities in the country are having problems of getting jobs. We have our job created, I have heard about 60,000 jobs.
Okay.
That's it.
Obviously, this past couple of years on council have been tough from a financial and budgetary standpoint. Are you satisfied with the budget that council passed for this fiscal year?
If you follow my vote for the last 2 years, I was the one who proposed first the voluntary furloughs, and then I also proposed at least 2% cut on each council member. 2-3%, none of them agreed. Finally, the mayor got on the voluntary furlough, later on the mandatory furlough, and also the cuts. Now, this is a tough time for everybody. Well, as leaders, we have to take initiative. We have to be the, you know, to cut out, you know, our budget first in order to asking all the folks to cut. So finally, we got what at this point about 10% cut of our budget on city council members. So your question is that am I satisfactory? I don't want to cut budgets on super neighborhood. I don't want to cut budgets on our firefighters and our police because they are the front lines. They are the front liners protecting our city. But a tough time like this, yes, we have to cut, and that was the reason why we cut them in a very slim margin, I believe 3-point-something% only.
Do you foresee this as being kind of the new baseline for the budget, or is it your hope that as the financial picture improves that there'll be city will be able to restore some of the services and other cuts that have been made?
That's exactly what I'm hoping for, is that the financial situation is going to be improved. We are going to give back to our police and our firefighters back what they deserved. I believe that's what it is. And in order for us to have our economy boost up, then as I just mentioned previously, we need to improve our image with all the cities. We need to have investments from all the countries too. And that's what I'm trying to do too.
Okay. Since you've mentioned infrastructure a couple of times, did you vote for the Renew Houston proposition on the ballot last year?
I was the one who was first on the list to support Council Member Steve Castillo on Proposition 1. I vote for the Renew Houston and then later on change to be Rebuild Houston. However, there is a what we call the tactical procedure. I believe there are so many mistakes done by the administration in the tactical approach. Because of that, many of our citizens are not happy. They do not they do not see the administration, the integrity of the administration, presenting to them one figure. I mean, one figure, one kind of the fee figure, and then they found out it was another fee. And then we have to adjust that. And my office and I have to call the mayor, and you can see that we've got 1,000 square feet credit on the, they call the impervious surface. So trying to correct the situation, yes. Did I vote for it? Yes. Am I very happy with that? No. But we are adjusting ourselves to make sure that it is right, and to make sure that we do not have flood in our city.
Where do you see parts of this that still do you see parts of this that still need to be worked on, or do you think that where it's at right now is
it has to be worked on a lot? There must be a consensus not only from the mayor to our council members, but also to the citizens, to the constituents. The last time you can see that at first the mayor announced one fee and then it came out another fee, we council members did not know about that. We found it out and we respectfully requested the mayor to disclose to us. That's why, yes, we need to work more on it.
Okay. The Red Light Cameras Initiative, that seems finally to be more or less settled, pending the remaining litigation and settlement. Did you vote to keep the red light cameras or to get rid of them?
If you watch the city news, I was the one who opposed to the to ATS vehemently. I questioned Mr. Hittner, and I asked him, you know, you think you are going to propose a $25 million? You're asking a $25 million, and you said that we just going to ignore everything, let you guys have the red light camera on up until December 31st, 2014. That's his proposal, and I said no. The reason is this: the voters said no. It means no. And then I said, well, you know, trying to do, you know, circumvent, because this is what they say. Is that there is no clause in the ordinance stating that you have to take it off immediately. So if the judge ordered, you can say, yeah, you take it off or not. You, the judge didn't order that. So you can take it off. But when? That's what it is. And I said, well, you know, when the voters voted, they expect that to take it off immediately. There is an implication it has to be taken off immediately. So, respectfully, I said it has to be taken off immediately. There is no compromise between City of Houston and ATS. Because we, as elected officials, have to carry out the will of the voters. The will of the voters already said so. Take it off. We take it off now. Now, I just want to insert something else. You know, in, about the 70 red light cameras in the City of Houston, about 15 or 16 in my district already. And you can see in my district they got the most. And people in my district, well, it's not very good. We don't want it. We don't want it. So we have to take it off. Now, there's a Mr. Hidden said, well, we're going to look for actual damages of $25 million and now some punitive damages. And you know, as an attorney, I told him, you know, first of all, I don't think that you are going to disclose to the City of Houston of the actual damages and also the punitive damages to the figure that you are looking at $25 million, I think it is a fabrication. Why? Because his annual income since 2006 is about $3 million to $6 million, the max. So if the judge say, well, you know what, City of Houston breached the contract, he's willing to give you a year of annual income, probably $3 to $6 million. Because when we breach the contract, it is not intentionally. You know, the City of Houston did not breach the contract at their own will. The City of Houston carries out the will of its people, and accidentally it has to terminate the contract with you. That's what I said. So there's no, I don't see any punitive damages here. To punish somebody, you have to have a wrongful intention. There is no wrongful and malicious intention from the City of Houston. Now, the maximum you can get, I told him very flatly, the maximum to me, my conjecture is that you get about $3 to $6 million, the max. But this is what is the mass message to him. The message to you send to the City of Houston and also to the whole USA, that is, ATS force a city to go against the will of their voters. So you are winning short term, but you are losing long term. Because all the cities will see the City of Houston as a lesson for them. And they will say, whoa, you know, if we want to do business with these guys, we have to be very careful. If we want to enter into a contract with them, we have to be very careful. They are not that flexible. They are not that nice. They are only for profit. They do not have a human heart. That's what I said to them, and it was so, and he walked out the room like that. So you saw I was one of the guys who stood it up very, and even Council Member Jolanda Jones said, well, you know, nobody said it so eloquently today as Council Member Wong on red light camera.
Well, I hope the judge sees it your way, certainly in terms of the damages. That would be a much better pill to swallow than what ATS is proposing. Council redrew its boundaries this past year as well. District F underwent some fairly significant changes. Were you satisfied with the process that was used to do the redistricting, and are you satisfied with the new district that was drawn?
Well, I have to sacrifice the most, but I think it's the benefits for the City of Houston. Well, you saw the map proposed by the administration map. And in accordance to that proposed map, District F didn't change much. Approximately, we just gave up a quarter of Gofton. So if there was any changes, probably only about 5 to 10% of max. So on that map, I would have retained majority of the current district now. But I've seen that the City of Houston is growing demographically in size, especially for the Hispanic population. And the Hispanic population, in proportion to the Civil Rights Act, they have their own rights. they have to have their own representation. If that was the reason why I was very willing to work with all Hispanic leaders. They proposed many things, trying to, you already saw, they split my district into halves. It was a painful experience because many of the folks, many of my current constituents, they don't want to split. They know me. For the last 2 years, I've been very proactive with them. But I have explained it to them, you know, this is not me, this is the city of Houston. This is to be fair to all the, now it's not a minority, to a majority now, that is the Hispanic population. So I worked with them and worked with Mr. Amhara, and you saw that we had many, many meetings, numerous meetings. Meetings with Hispanic leaders, and then I have to go back and meeting with the also the Caucasian, and especially the Asian. The Asian does not want to give up easily. And we work together, and finally, I think the current map proposed by Mr. Hara, the map that we voted, I think is relatively satisfactory. We cannot say it's perfect. We can't. We live in a world, an imperfect world. It is relatively perfect to me.
Okay. I mean, District F has served for the last several years now as essentially an Asian opportunity district. Do you believe that it will continue to do so going forward, including beyond your term in office?
District F, for the last 8 years, since Councilmember M.J. Khan, we reached the maximum is about 14.95% of Asian population. The new district is going to reach about 17%. So is it going to be an Asian opportunity district? Yes. And this in this country is an opportunity, a country for anybody if that person is going to do right. And I don't think it's going to say that district is going to be Asian. Probably you remember council member Martha Wong. She was elected in District C. Gordon Huang was elected for as council at large number 2. So, and there are all the council members who are elected, they don't have to be in what we call an Asian district. I believe the voters see each individual, their integrity as is, not because whether they are black, white, or Asian.
Okay. How would you assess Mayor Parker on her first term in office?
She is a very intelligent, sharp, on point administrator. I believe she, in terms of budget, she's a conservative, trying to cut budgets, making sure that we are within our budget. In terms of putting directors, she has selected many capable directors. So evaluating on her first term, she has done great things for the city of Houston.
What do you think should be her priorities for the next 2 years?
Fortunately, under her term, she got the crime reduction. But it's also the priority for the city of Houston. We should, her priority is to maintain that crime reduction. If we have a low crime rate, we will attract businesses from other cities. And we will attract investors from other cities. So I think her first priority is also to maintain, making sure crime rate is going to be reduced. The second priority is that she has to, some way, somehow, she already shook up her whole cabinet. But that, we have to make sure that the shaking up of the cabinet is going to reflect integrity and also attracting businesses so that we have the financial capability to pay and to sponsor events, but also to pay our employees. Well, the shrinking of of our employees, that means that we cut approximately, I don't know how many jobs.
747.
I think it helps the city. So her second priority is trying to get enough. The finances has to be increased in order to get back, you know, to hire back our employees.
Okay. Why should people vote for you on November 8th for a second term in District F?
For the first term, I already succeeded. I have a lot of achievements. As I mentioned, on crime reduction, infrastructure, and creating jobs, attracting businesses to the city of Houston. And I want to carry out, I want to continue that achievement. I believe if someone else is going to my shoe the next term, the transition is not that smooth yet, because my job is solely just open the door, especially investors coming to our city. I want to make sure that investors are to be here comfortably. So if they vote for me, I think it's the best choice for District F, because the achievement is guaranteed. Investors are looking at the city of Houston, but they also look at the leaders. They want to have the continuity. If we cut that continuity, it is a damage.
Okay. Councilmember Al Wong, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you.